This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The centre has notified draft rules for the four new labour codes. These labour codes are the Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020, and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020. The rules define workers, wages, types of employment, gratuity, bonus and social security of workers, including gig workers. These draft rules are open for public consultation and stakeholders have been invited to submit objections and suggestions within 45 days. The Labour Ministry had announced the implementation of these four new labour codes on the 21st of November last year to simplify and streamline the existing decades-old labour laws in the country. The National Sports Governance Act 2025 partially came into effect from today. According to the Sports Ministry, the Centre has notified the commencement of selected provisions of the Act. The Act seeks to promote transparency, accountability, ethical practices and good governance in sports administration, ensuring welfare of sportspersons. The Ministry said the phased commencement of the Act is aimed at ensuring a smooth transition to the statutory sports governance framework. The provisions being brought into effect are related to the establishment and governance framework of national sports bodies, including the National Olympic Committee, National Paralympic Committee, National Sports Federations and Regional Sports Federations. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings and best wishes to countrymen on the occasion of New Year 2026. In her message, the President said, the new year symbolizes renewed energy and positive change and serves as an opportunity for self-reflection and fresh resolutions. President Murmu urged everyone to strengthen their commitment to the nation's development, social harmony and environmental protection. In a social media post, the Vice President expressed hope that the year would bring peace, good health, happiness and prosperity to all and strengthen their collective resolve to build a stronger and developed India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed hope that the year would bring good health and prosperity with success and fulfillment in everyone's efforts. He prayed for peace and happiness in society. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today extended his greetings on the occasion of New Year 2026, sharing a video message on his social media post. Mr. Birla expressed hope that the new year brings new dreams, renewed energy, fresh opportunities and boundless prosperity into everyone's lives.
On the occasion of New Year, let us collectively work to take the nation to new dimensions of development, contribute to social welfare, and make efforts to understand how our participation can help the country and the state to move forward. New Year is not just about changing the calendar day, but also a day of new enthusiasm, new energy, and new resolutions.
The centre has said that the production-linked incentive PLI scheme for automobiles has attracted cumulative investments of 35,657 crore rupees so far. The PLI scheme for automobile has been introduced to enhance the country's manufacturing capabilities in advanced automotive technology products. The scheme has a total budgetary outlay of around 26,000 crore rupees and covers a performance period of 5 years from 2023-24 to 2027-28. The government has notified February the 1st as the date from which additional excise duty will be levied on tobacco products and a new cess on pan masala. The new levies on tobacco and pan masala will be over and above the GST rate and will replace the compensation cess which is currently being levied on such sin goods. According to the notification, pan masala, cigarettes, tobacco and similar products will attract a GST rate of 40%, while bidis will attract 18% GST. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading with marginal gains during forenoon trade today. The Sensex added 62 points to 85,283, while the Nifty rose 22 points to 26,151 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.